WTAW news time is 4 minutes after 7. It is 57 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Thanks to a couple of texters for this traffic alert. Highway 21 westbound is down to one lane at 2818 due to an accident. One of you also texted in that it was an accident involving a school bus. So again, Highway 21 westbound is down to one lane at 2818 due to an accident. Motorists should expect delays and possibly avoid the area. The Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley celebrated its 15th anniversary at yesterday's tribute luncheon. One of this year's honorees, Ron Schmidt of Texas Commercial Waste, was among those thanking Sam Sharp for helping start the foundation.
So when he stood up here and 15 years ago, and when he received the Citizen of the Year Award, and he told everybody that he wanted to start a community foundation, I knew right then that it would be successful.
Foundation President Patricia Gerling reported over the last year, the foundation has more than doubled its assets.
Your community foundation's endowment has grown from $3.5 million to $8.1 million. Over the past year, we are pleased to welcome six new funds.
Also honored were Corps of Cadets Commandant Joe Ramirez and attorney Larry Holt and his wife Judy. 16 months in the making, CHI St. Joseph Health and the Texas A&M System announced a new partnership. A&M President Michael Young spoke of the impact A&M medical students will have getting additional opportunities to learn from and train with CHI providers in rural and urban settings.
Expand primary care, specialty care, looking at those areas that need expanded care. Mental health services are a good example of something that in this valley we need more of. Opportunities to do that together and to train the next generation of physicians.
System Chancellor John Sharp talked about how 15,000 system employees and retirees in the Brazos Valley can significantly reduce their health insurance costs starting in June.
We'll be able to enjoy a 75% reduction in primary care copays, a 50% reduction in specialty copays, a 50% reduction in coinsurance costs. But let me be clear about something. We're not requiring anyone to switch doctors. However, if you or your doctor want to participate in this money-saving option, we certainly will welcome you.
The deal brings A&M's brand to CHI's 16 primary care locations in the Brazos Valley, while CHI becomes the primary clinical partner for A&M in the Bryan College Station market. Suspects are still being sought in two shootings early Sunday morning in West Bryan. Police learned of both shootings when the victim showed up at the hospital with what turned out to be non-life-threatening injuries. A 19-year-old victim was shot after a fight broke out during a large party early on Turkey Creek Road. 90 minutes later, a 31-year-old man said he was shot after he was robbed by three suspects on Marshall Avenue. Both victims were treated and released. George H.W. Bush is back in the hospital. The spokesman for the former president says Mr. Bush appears to be recovering from an infection that spread to his blood. The 93-year-old, who was admitted Sunday, is responding to treatments. Tonight, there will be a public remembrance ceremony for Barbara Bush at the Fountain Plaza in front of the Bush Library. The program, which starts at 8 p.m., is being organized by the library's public programs interns. Meantime, the gravesite of the former First Lady will remain open to the public during regular hours from 9:30 until 5, Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday from noon until 5. Free admission at the Bush Library continues today from 9:30 until 8. WTAW news time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 55 degrees, 57 degrees. It's warmed up just a tad. You can text us at 979-695-1620, powered by Citibank, where the Y in City stands for you. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Relay for Life Aggieland is happening on Saturday, April 28th from noon to midnight at the new Southern Penberthy Intramural Fields right across the street from Park West Apartments. Come out for a day filled with fun, games, live entertainment, and fundraising to beat cancer. If you're a survivor of cancer, we're hosting a free survivor lunch at 11 a.m. at the Intramural Fields. Our goal is to raise $75,000 for the American Cancer Society. Registration opens at 10 a.m. and there's a $15 registration fee for participants. We hope to see you there.
Here's Brad Beard of Intercon.
When we started Intercon in early 1991, we were well aware that we would be competing with some companies that use unscrupulous techniques to make a quick sale, such as bait and switch, or 40% off if you commit today, or misleading, incomplete quotes. Intercon's practice is to be completely honest and encourage prospective customers to talk to our former customers. We've encouraged customers to get multiple quotes. We are confident and proud of our value proposition for windows, glass, and solar screens. We never want anyone to rush into a decision they will regret in the future. Just remember, warranties are only as good as the people who provide them and are servicing the area when situations arise. This is our home and only marketplace, and we will protect our home turf. You've probably heard the saying, the buck stops here, and that is with me, Brad Beard, president and co-owner of Intercon LLC.
Whether you have new construction or an existing home, let the fine folks from Intercon help your home energy efficiency year-round. Call Brad Beard of Intercon today at 823-3639. That's 823-3639.
7:09. Good morning, Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Got weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing. If you need a new roof due to the recent high winds and hail damage, for over 40 years, United Roofing has been your roofing insurance claim specialist. Don't have to call an 800 number. They are local. Call the pros at 846-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
We'll have plenty of sunshine to go around today. It'll be very nice this afternoon. Temperatures 80 to 85. Clouds will be increasing overnight as the system moves our way from the northwest, upper 50s. Mostly cloudy Wednesday. Should stay dry. Temperatures in the upper 70s. Clouds Wednesday night, a shower or a thundershower, mid-50s. Sunny, a bit cooler, upper 70s Thursday. I'm meteorologist Doug Webster, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie baseball is back in action tonight. Coach Rob Childress joined the Louis Bellina show yesterday on The Zone. He says now it's coming down to the wire.
We've got 12 games left to play, and this is what it's all about. This is why you choose to come to Texas A&M to compete for championships, to do your very best to get to the postseason and go battle to get to Omaha.
So we'll hear a little bit more from Coach Childress coming up. Also looking at some NBA postseason playoff games. Last night, of course, the Houston Rockets getting the better of the Minnesota Timberwolves. They're now up 3-1 in their first-round series. Meanwhile, the Spurs are down 3-1 in their first-round series. We'll cover all that and more coming up in sports.
So it seemed like every one of those baseball players you had on today are saying the same thing. Well, it really didn't work out the way we wanted to.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe if we just go out and give it 110%,
yeah,
Lord
right,
willing, things
sure,
will work out.
Fine, that'll be wonderful. Hey, here you go. Before you apply for a job, be sure to Google yourself. I mean,
that's
really,
a good idea.
Check your social media posts for your not-so-pleasant stuff.
Mm-hmm.
More than one in three employers say they will automatically disqualify a candidate because of something that they found online. One in three, and that number's going to go up, guaranteed.
Oh, for
that
sure.
That percentage will go up.
I Googled Reeves. All I'm seeing is some dark hair videos.
Dark hair videos?
Brunette video, or brunette pictures and videos.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's okay.
So, no, I'm not saying it's bad. I don't think I've ever seen her with dark brown hair.
Oh, before. Okay. All right. There you go.
So I find that interesting.
Okay. There you are.
So there you go. If you Google yourself, Reeves, that's what
I
pop
know
up.
What pops up when I Google myself.
Oh, well, aren't you a little self-absorbed?
Googling
yourself.
The whole idea is to make sure that you do that.
Exactly.
It's a good thing to do.
You never know what's going to pop up.
Zach, what about you?
I start Googling it, goes Zach Taylor.
Zach's name is too common.
Yeah. It goes, Zach Taylor, right. Death. Let's talk about the president.
That sounds interesting.
He died in office. He had the stomach flu.
Okay.
Apparently, he was eating cantaloupe and something else at a picnic and got sick.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Almost anything could kill you back then.
Yeah, pretty much.
So speaking of eating and stuff, new study shows that eating a regular meal in the morning may help you stay a little slimmer. Researchers found that adults who eat breakfast more often are less likely to gain weight and develop dangerous belly fat.
Is this not? I thought this was already proven. Like this is already something.
But they have to remind us,
right?
Oh.
Because a lot of people forget and say, "Ooh, I'll just skip breakfast."
Exactly, or I'll eat something that's not healthy.
Yeah,
unusual.
Fruit Loops,
pizza.
Pizza in the morning is delicious.
I love cold pizza.
Yeah, cold pizza is great. It really is. CBS says that researchers from the Mayo Clinic analyzed the breakfast habits of about 350 adults, not a big study. They found that people who ate breakfast regularly only gained an average of about 3 pounds over the past year. Of course, if you're already fat, that doesn't help any, does
it?
No. We'll talk about that, an easy diet for you to follow a little bit later on this morning, but not yet. Now, you can go ahead and keep slamming down that breakfast sandwich from a place that
you're
eating in your car. Those who occasionally ate breakfast put on about 5 pounds. Those who skip breakfast, 8 pounds a year.
Wow.
Just saying.
Yep.
Study also found that eating breakfast reduced the risk of developing belly fat.
Belly fat.
Which can be more unhealthy. Okay? Yeah. So there.
But yeah, and a lot of it just has to do with then you're super hungry by lunch and
yeah.
or even dinner, and then you end up eating
making a bad decision.
Yep.
If you go ahead and get those calories early, you get a chance to work them off during the day, you know, if you're just using, you know, a regular lifestyle kind of thing.
I think belly fat just means there's more of you to love.
Sure, you keep thinking that, Zach.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, when you can't get sideways behind the people in the restaurant, then you know that you've...
Excuse me.
Congratulations to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He's doing well because, you know, 7 years he's been diagnosed with leukemia.
Mm.
Tells People magazine that he has managed it down to a microscopic level. No bad white cells. Officially, he is healthy. Said he is now, at age 71, working harder than he's ever worked out before because he's getting ready to be on Dancing with
yeah.
the Stars.
Yeah.
That apparently is quite a workout.
Takes very little, much so.
Takes
trust me.
Be able to do that. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Even on
I
the,
was practicing a fraction of yeah. what these people do, and, yeah. and it was hard.
Even on the local level. Hey,
oh, yeah.
Here's your definition of a cool dad.
Okay.
Cool dad, father in Vietnam, helped his son pull out a loose tooth
Ooh.
With a crossbow.
Nice.
Video shows the dad tying one end of the string to an arrow and the other to his young son's tooth. He lets fly, boom, and he actually let the kiddo pull the trigger, which is kind of
okay.
fun.
All okay. right?
Tooth is out in seconds. He goes back to playing with his toys like nothing happened.
I saw a video the other day on social media, and they hooked the dog, the pet, the family dog,
yeah.
to the rope,
okay.
and then and like threw a ball,
okay.
and just yanked the tooth boom. Right out. The yeah. kid thought it was awesome.
That is so much better than like slamming a door,
yeah.
you know, which
yeah.
is probably I think what we did when I was
yep.
growing up. So
yep.
that's the way that works. Hey, by the way, thanks to our texters for helping us on the traffic. This morning.
Yes, we appreciate it. You can text us if you have any traffic alerts, 979-695-1620. But just to repeat myself, someone texted in, Highway 21 westbound is down to one lane at 2818 due to an accident. So just be aware if you're driving in that area.
Make your plans to do something different if you need to. Hey, here you go. Here's our little feel-good story. 17-year-old Blue Healer. That's right. I said 17
wow.
years old.
That
Blue
is,
Healer.
Yeah.
Named Max. Modern day Lassie. MSN reports that the a 3-year-old little girl named Aurora strayed away from her family home in the Australian bushland last Friday, but the trusty dog tagged along, despite the fact that the dog is deaf and partially blind.
Aww.
Yep. Well, anyhow, they couldn't find the little girl. And she survived a rainy night with the dog right next to her.
Wow.
Out next day, they're looking for her, and Max, that's the dog, head popped up, showed him where the little girl was.
So, over here.
Yep, yep, she's fine. But again, 17
wow.
years old.
That's awesome.
You think a cat would do that?
Yeah.
No. Cat would probably push that little child into a river
raining.
Or something.
No,
yeah,
but yeah, the cat's just going to find shelter and forget about the yeah. human. Jill Harper, she's from Sandusky, Ohio. May have the best set of eyes in the entire Buckeye State. Inside Edition told a story about how she spotted an 18-month-old baby hanging from the roof of a home. So she promptly sprung into action, pulled over, knocked on the door, nobody answered, came back and caught the little kid as he was falling by the ankle. Toddler's fine. What happened is he managed to sneak around the security gate, go up a flight of stairs, and out an open window. Mom managed to avoid being arrested by making some changes in the home.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess if the kid's on the move, the kid is going to be on the move, and there's not much that you can
he opened the window,
that.
Though?
No, the window was open.
Oh.
Window was open. No, sorry. Through an open window.
Okay, so that's probably not too smart, believing that.
Shania Twain, hear about her? Shania got in a little hot water with
the
group.
Oh, really?
Said she would vote for Trump if she could have voted,
that's
right?
That's what she did. Last week, she made statements about that. And, of course, she's a Canadian. She hosts, and that's the deal, is she makes these comments while she's in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I mean, she's going to host like the Canadian Country Music Hall of Fame thing coming up in September, but she had to walk back those comments. What is that about?
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean,
I know. That's
can't have an opinion.
Nope. You
yeah,
can't
she
can't
tweeted,
have an opinion.
She tweeted out, there's a 4-part I would like to apologize spelled with an S as opposed to Z.
That's
weird
the way
people.
They write for
to anybody I have offended in a recent interview with The Guardian relating to the American president. The question caught me off guard. As a Canadian, I regret answering this unexpected question without giving my response more context. I am passionately against discrimination of any kind and hope it's clear from the choices I have made and the people I stand with that I do not hold any common moral beliefs with the current president. And then she goes on to continue to try and backtrack.
And I don't care one way or another, but I mean, she answered, okay, then, you know, stand by it. But I guess in this day and age, if you offend too many people who are buying your records, it might hurt.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Hey, how about this? We've heard of intern programs before.
Sure.
This may be the best ever.
Probably.
Harley-Davidson seeking paid interns willing to spend their summers riding around on motorcycles.
Oh, yeah.
And chronicling the experience on social media.
Oh,
that
cool.
Sounds awesome.
They tell you, we'll teach you to ride. We'll give you the bike and pay you to discover the motorcycle culture while you find your freedom on the open road.
There's going to be some college-age kids, though, that are going to give their parents gray hairs for that.
Well, yeah. You know, you say, and I understand, and you say college, and that's fine. That would be the default position. But why just college?
Right.
Because the idea is, you know, if that bike costs X number of dollars, that may not be affordable to a college kid.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They may want some people who are...
Oh, you have to buy the bike?
No, given the bike, but the idea is obviously to get people enthused. It's a 12-week program. Full-time interns ride motorcycles to be brand enthusiasts.
Yeah, I think it could be anyone.
Are you going to apply, Scott?
No, I'm not. You know, I don't do that, but that's okay. There are a lot of people who do. The company said the internship is ideal for junior and senior level college students or other graduates.
Okay.
So see how that works. Applications accepted through May 11th. So
obviously, obviously you have to know how to use social media.
That's true. If you can do that. They said the idea, make a video, write an essay, create a photo collage, whatever you want. So not a bad deal.
Very cool.
It is. And you know, there's not any doubt they have taken a hit as far as their sales are concerned. And this is part of what they're trying to do to get that up. By the way. Those lazy millennials are so obsessed with their phones, but maybe that's not true. According to Nielsen, they found that U.S. Americans aged 35 to 49 use social media 40 minutes more each week than those age 18 to 34.
Yeah.
So there.
Yeah.
Your 35 to 49ers are getting into that thing right there. Now, what does that do to the youngers? Did they say, well, I'm going to be there with a bunch of old guys and girls? I mean, so how will the young people respond to that? Y'all are still in that group. That's 18 to 34. Are you more likely to not social media if you start to see a bunch of old people?
Hmm.
Huh? Does it matter?
I'm still on Facebook. It's full of old people.
Well, but social media is all about who you follow.
Yes.
And so you can tailor it to what you want to see.
Probably right. They say that ex-Jenners were more likely than millennials to pull their phones out at the dinner table. But baby boomers are even worse.
Oh.
Yeah.
My parents will sit there and get on me for being on my phone and everything. I've turned around and both of them, dad will be sitting in his chair, mom and hers.
Yeah.
Because that's what they do.
Yeah.
And they'll both be sitting there playing on their phone.
Yeah.
And my mom likes to play solitaire with the volume on. Oh, my
gosh.
Nice. What is the volume? Oh, the card.
Yeah, well, you can hear it.
Oh. Look, you can solve it by just getting them a Cricket.
The Kubota L2501 tractor is one of the best-selling compact tractors in America for a reason. They're comfortable, spacious, easy to control, and have a range of performance-matched implements to tackle all kinds of jobs. Right now, get a Kubota L2501 with a 6-year warranty, plus 0% APR financing for up to 84 months, or great customer instant rebates. Now through June 30th, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
See WC Tractor at one of their 4 Kubota Elite dealerships or visit online at WCTractor.com.
Ronnie Mike and Ron Smith for Aggieland Carpet One.
Did you know it's National Karistan Month?
That's right, Ronnie Mike. There are lots of new styles and colors, and area rugs are 50% off. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and take advantage of the lowest prices of the year.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
You've seen them outperform other mini excavators on the job site, and you've wondered how to pronounce its funny name. By the way, it's Yanmar, and ASAP Equipment is your only local Yanmar dealer. For over 50 years, Yanmar has been a name you can trust for compact construction equipment. Now, ASAP Equipment has the Yanmar mini excavators you need to withstand even the toughest working conditions. Call, click, or swing by ASAP Equipment at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road and request your Yanmar on-site demo today.
News Talk 1620 WTAW 724. Oh, revenge in the office place, the workplace. We'll do that in the next half hour.
Revenge
in the workplace.
Yes. Yeah, there you are. Okay, you know, we talk about eat breakfast, do all this stuff, and, you know, we try to give you an idea for a healthy regimen.
Mm-hmm.
Do you work out because you actually want to be healthy, or are you just trying to offset all the unhealthy decisions you make?
Oh.
New survey found over a third of people work out specifically so they can overindulge and eat junk food.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So there. They also ask what specific foods people work out for.
Okay.
Pizza.
Pizza.
Hot wings.
All right. The most popular number one was chocolate, followed by cake. All right. And pizza. Then don't forget, there's French fries there, there's cookies there, and booze also made the top 10.
Yeah, I was about to say booze, I figured it would be number one.
So that's probably what we're really talking about here is you're working out so that you can go ahead and eat that stuff.
Right, just remember, abs start in the kitchen.
Oh my gosh, such a meathead.
Do you have those kind of things on your refrigerator, or you have them like on the dashboard of your...
What do you call a lady meathead? What's the term for that?
But I'm not a meathead.
Why is she a meathead? I don't know. Why we do. Meathead is
because I go to the gym. Therefore, meathead. I'm a meathead.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Well, see,
she doesn't go to the planet.
Okay. Like I'm old enough.
She's judgmental.
I'm old enough.
I'm not judgmental.
No. Sometimes.
Oh, I'm just
sort of.
Well, no.
More judgmental about the people who cut the donut in half.
Oh,
just
yes.
Eat the donut.
Oh,
you know
girlfriend,
what?
Don't
no,
even get me started
it's
on
the
that.
It's the ones who don't know. They don't even cut. They tear it.
They tear it. So they touch the
it's
other
not
half.
Even, and it's not even and yeah. It's smushed on the yeah. ends.
Would you please quit touching the donut I'm not going to eat?
Right.
Caller.
Hey, Chelsea, if abs start in the kitchen, what about those magic pills they advertise on TV where all the models have ripped abs without any kind of exercise?
Yeah.
Right. Well, and they also have those like sweatbands that you wrap around your stomach and lose 5 inches in 1 hour.
Yeah, which works in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Try that in Texas, see how that works.
And it's weird, too, because like the rest of them is really built, too. Like they've got great, great
amazing
biceps.
Amazing how that works. Isn't
and,
it? Yeah.
And yeah, traps. And
I didn't
it's
say
like,
you only get them from the kitchen. They start in the kitchen.
That's right. The great body like that only happens on TV, okay?
Exactly.
725, let's do a little bit of weather. We've got that. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Got about a week of really nice weather. Sunny today, 82 is the high, wind out of the north at about 5 miles an hour, down to 60 tonight. And we'll do at least upper 70s and maybe 80, again, all the way through Tuesday and next week. We do have a 40% chance of showers in the forecast right now on Wednesday. And know after that the winds are going to shift around and probably be out of the south, so it'll feel a little more humid. Right now, though, pretty nice out there. Calm winds, fair skies. It's 56.
Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family for friendly hometown family service. Contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The former mayor and nanny of New York City, Michael Bloomberg, was on Face the Nation Sunday, and he promised to put his own money toward the Paris Climate Agreement. That's the scam that President Trump got us out of. Bloomberg said that America made a commitment, but since the U.S. government will not keep the commitment, he's going to step up to the plate. He's going to cut a check for $4.5 million. Now, the United Nations wants $7.5 million from America. Congress has allocated $3 million before the president pulled us out, and Bloomberg says he's going to make up the difference. He said he hopes that President Trump will change his mind and rejoin the scam. Agreement. Now, President Trump was absolutely right to pull out of this. As a treaty, the Paris Agreement should have gone to the Senate for ratification, but Obama knew it wouldn't pass, so he sidestepped Congress and ratified it all by himself, calling it an agreement. So Congress had no business sending the UN climate scammers any money at all. In any event, If Michael Bloomberg insists on honoring commitments made by American presidents, here's an idea. How about committing a few million dollars towards the wall, Mayor? Fat chance, right? Go for it. Surprise us.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Today's technology makes things easier because everything's connected. Your cell phone, your tablet, even your smart TV, all connected to one account. And they're all connected to your Wi-Fi. It only takes just one weak link for a cyber thug criminal to break in and obtain your data. And that's why the new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds the power of Norton Security to your devices. Now, while LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats to your identity, the addition of Norton Security helps protect up to five of your devices from online threats. And if there's a problem, LifeLock's agents will work to fix it. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions in all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton gives you more protection for today's connected world. Join now. Get 10% off your first year. Go online to LifeLock.com and enter the promo code RUSH. That's LifeLock.com. Remember, promo code RUSH.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Bienski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Bienski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bienski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's best insurance agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 56 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. Excuse me, that is not the correct sponsor. It is brought to you by American Momentum Bank, building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A College Station woman was arrested last night after leading College Station police on a chase. According to a CSPD news release, 56-year-old Helen Russell led officers through residential areas for several miles, even after officers deployed spike strips deflating her tires. With the help of DPS, Russell's vehicle was forcibly stopped near the intersection of University Drive East and Spring Loop. She was found to be intoxicated and in possession of a controlled substance. CHI St. Joseph Health and the Texas A&M System have announced a partnership affecting multiple people in the Brazos Valley. St. Joseph Vice President Donovan French says CHI becomes the primary clinical partner for A&M in the Bryan College Station market.
Through collaboration of faculty and clinicians at Texas A&M Health Science Center and physicians and clinicians at the CHI St. Joseph Health, with a heavy focus on primary care and rural medicine.
CHI's Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Kia Parsi, says over the next 5 years, there will be an increase in teaching opportunities for A&M medical students.
Having these students stay in our community will have a halo effect of improved care and clinical capabilities for our entire local area. These students will have opportunity to learn medicine in both the larger typical hospital setting, but also in surrounding rural communities.
The dean of A&M's College of Medicine, Carrie Byington, who was born at St. Joseph's, focused on providing more medical coverage to rural areas of the Brazos Valley.
The rural populations tend to be older, poorer, and less healthy than their urban counterparts, and 10% of them are veterans, another vital, important population that we serve at Texas A&M.
The deal also brings the A&M brand to CHI's 16 primary care locations. And starting in June, 15,000 A&M System employees and retirees in the Brazos Valley can take advantage of reduced medical costs through the St. Joseph Network. Texas A&M's agreement with CHI St. Joseph was one of two major announcements yesterday involving the medical school. In Houston, Governor Abbott announced a new 30-acre research campus that involves A&M, the University of Texas, the Baylor College of Medicine, and the private sector. Abbott said the new campus at the Texas Medical Center will open in 2022 and is expected to create 30,000 new jobs and generate an economic impact of $5 billion. 15 years ago, local residents organized the Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley. A member of that group was among those honored yesterday at the foundation's annual tribute luncheon. Attorney Larry Holt, who was recognized with his wife Judy, also congratulated the other recipients, Ron Schmidt of Texas Commercial Waste and Texas A&M's Corps of Cadets Commandant Joe Ramirez.
Ron has been a major factor in the nonprofit arena for many, many decades. And General Maris, I thank you for your contributions to this community. And I thank both of you for your contributions to the your service to the United States and the military. And General Maris, I'd give you an extra kudo for your leadership of the Corps of Cadets at Texas A&M. In my opinion, there is no better citizen of this community than the Corps of Cadets at Texas A&M.
General Ramirez thanked those who donate their time to what he described as the magnificent work that goes on in the Brazos Valley.
I am truly honored and truly honored to be among so many great friends here that I've got a chance to meet over the last 7.5 years. I am truly honored that I am also a member of this community now. This is my community. I live here now. If my wife has anything to say about it, we are never leaving ever again.
Over the past year, the foundation more than doubled its assets to over $8 million. Last year, the foundation distributed more than $114,000 in grants and scholarships to nonprofit charities and higher education institutions. Bryan police continue to investigate two shootings that occurred 90 minutes apart early Sunday morning on the city's west side. Both victims were treated and released. The first report was to a large party on Turkey Creek Road off FM 2818. According to BPD's news release, officers responded to a fight which had broken out and someone fired a gun. While officers were on scene, a 19-year-old victim showed up at the hospital with a gunshot wound. Then officers returned to the hospital when a 31-year-old man showed up with a gunshot wound. BPD's news release indicated the man who was shot was one of two victims of an armed robbery on Marshall Avenue. Three suspects are accused of taking an undisclosed amount of money. In Austin, the state Senate's Finance Committee today will try to tighten the screws on efforts by TxDOT to sneak toll roads into existing highways.
Senators will check on compliance with a new law that forbids the conversion of free lanes to toll lanes. Anti-toll activist Terry Hall says opposition to toll roads is also building on the federal level, where the White House is walking back tolls in the president's infrastructure plan.
I do think that the president is changing up his direction on infrastructure because there's been such a grassroots backlash.
Hall says a new law to be reviewed today also prohibits the conversion of HOV lanes to toll roads. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
WTAW News time is 7:36. It is 57 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Earl, what's wrong? Why you look so sad?
It's my job, Jake. It's got me lower than a sow's belly. My boss down at the factory told me if I don't find a coating solution for a metal thingamajigs, I might as well clean out my locker.
Earl, all you've got to do is get your thingamajigs to Jackrabbit Powder Coating. They'll sandblast it, clean it, coat it, and send it out the door with a high-quality finish and quick turnaround.
I'll tell you what, one of these days I'm going to remember back static chowder voting.
Earl, you are something else. It's Jackrabbit Powder Coating, a company worth remembering.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage and Schnook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW 738. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. And now daily service to the Austin airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
High pressure will bring us a beautiful day across South Central Texas. Sunny and warm, afternoon readings in the low to mid-80s. Clouds will be on the increase overnight. Temperatures drop back to around 60. Mostly cloudy Wednesday. Should stay dry, though, upper 70s. Clouds, maybe a shower, mid-50s Wednesday night. Then the sun returns Thursday, mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Doug Webster, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking Fighting Texas Aggie baseball back in action this evening. The guys looking to shake off a series loss at Tennessee, including a 6-4 loss on Sunday to the Volunteers. So they'll be looking to get back in action tonight against Abilene Christian. Also, Texas A&M men's basketball held its annual postseason awards banquet last night. Plenty of awards to be given out. And also the NBA playoffs. Houston Rockets in action last night. They picked up the win. Spurs will be looking to pick up the victory this evening. All that more coming up in sports.
7:39, so we were talking a little earlier about toll roads. And around here, they really don't have any tolling opportunities.
No.
Because we're not going to build any roads that they're going to add toll lanes to. Now, there has been discussion in the past about a passive toll system. In other words, where they count the cars, and then they just kind of extrapolate that and say to the state, well, we need money because this many cars come through.
Give us money.
Now, if there happened to be a major university in a smaller or mid-sized city where a lot of students might travel to another place over the weekend and then return to said university campus, that is a significant amount of traffic. And if you happen to be one of the counties where that happened, that might be an opportunity for a passive toll system. But in today's environment, I don't know that that'll work.
Yeah.
Now, that's the kind of thing we had a former county judge who just kind of floated that idea. And there were some people in South County who got really, 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 really angry at the meeting. And he said, I'll never do that again.
Yeah.
But the idea, because they're saying, well, that passive toll could have something to do with me, because if I have to drive into town, for instance, then I'm going to go through this whatever counter thing, and am I going to get charged for that? And instead, what we were looking at is an idea that maybe the state reimburses our county based on those number of students that cross our roads, leaving town, and then coming back. And again, since we don't have any other opportunities for toll roads, how do we hop onto this happy bandwagon where we're making money off of that? But as you hear, the Senate Finance Committee is looking at whether or not you should be able to take a road that already exists and go, boom, that's a toll road, like an HOV lane. Boom, that's a toll right there.
When Tyler installed its newest loop a couple of years ago, they turned that into a toll road.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you can take that directly to the interstate, I-20, is not that far north of Tyler, but the new loop connects to it. So it's more like a horseshoe.
Yep.
And that whenever it connects to the interstate and then it goes around. But that's one thing that this place does not have, really. I guess you could say 2818 is about as close as you get to having a loop.
Yep, a freeway, if you will.
Yeah.
That's true. But again, you know, we're not going to toll that. One of the shortest toll roads, maybe the shortest toll road in the state of Texas, is a flyover on Interstate 45 over near the Woodlands.
Mm.
Exxon has built a big campus over there, okay? And so if you're headed north, you got to take this flyover to get into the campus. That flyover is a toll. I mean, it lasts about a quarter of a mile. Boom, and they hit you. But, you know, there are a lot of folks who go into that area every day, so shouldn't you be able to make money off of it?
Right.
Anyhow,
does it work good for Joe Schmo though?
Yeah. Well, and again, we're fortunate. We don't have to deal in that world, but there are a whole lot of people who do, and there's a whole bunch of folks, for instance, in North Texas who basically have toll fatigue. They're tired of getting nicked by this every day, back and forth. Ends up being $7-$8 a day. Well, you know, that's a couple of $100 a month.
Yeah. I have a friend that lives in the Tomball area and has to drive, I guess, basically into Cyprus and uses the toll roads because it's the quickest way. It would take her ridiculous amount of time to get to work if she didn't. And, you know, I mean, it's like $200 a month in tolls.
Yep. It can happen. So once again,
the car payment.
Yes. Don't tell people about us. They don't need to be moving here. We don't need those people who are doing all that kind of.
Stay away.
Just don't need you. Yeah. Hello.
Yeah. This is a message for the guys that are on WTAW between 6:30, 6:25.
Yeah.
I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music.
I played some
on the elliptical, like the treadmill kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so far, since 6 o'clock, all I've had is the two guys talking and talking.
Forget it, Chelsea.
Yeah, Chelsea butts in a lot. Okay,
so
not just me and Scott.
Maybe just a deal that happens on Tuesdays. Yeah. That it's not going to be that way every morning because. I'd like to have it on WTAW, but don't worry about calling me back. I just was wanting to let you know that there's a bunch of us that would like to hear music on the radio, not just stuff.
Oh.
You know,
okay.
That's not that pressing.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
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 See you. Yeah, a little Owl City. Because we were doing Firefly.
I completely forgot Owl City existed.
There you go. Do a little beatbox.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, happy little cheerful song.
Gotta do the fist pump.
Was this in a Disney movie? Is that right?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see you again.
Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
Yeah,
it was actually really good.
Okay, what the show was?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, Wreck-It Ralph. Adults would enjoy it. I think you would enjoy it.
There you go. All right, 7:45. And what are the odds of you seeing a UFO?
Well, it depends on if they pick you or not.
How much you believe.
Yeah, well, that too. How much light pollution there is that would allow you to maybe see those things. But the website, casino.org, nothing else to do. They calculated the chances of seeing a UFO in all 50 states.
Okay.
Odds are based on the number of sightings over the past 8 decades.
So where are all the crazies?
New Mexico.
Yeah, and that's the thing. See, that's why the numbers will be strange. Here's how they came up with it, is the number of sightings divided by the total population. So you find some place that doesn't have many people, that would be number one on their list. So it does tend to skew to the smaller populations and the wide open spaces. So number one would be Wyoming.
Yeah.
Then Vermont, seeing it through the trees.
Okay.
Montana, North Dakota, Alaska, Hawaii, New Mexico, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, and Maine. The 10 with the worst odds, that includes us and Florida and New York and Illinois and Pennsylvania and
Florida's
Tennessee.
Got enough crazy. They don't need UFOs.
No. California didn't make this list. They got a lot of people.
Really?
How many sightings have they seen? By the way, if you're curious, there have been just under 260,000 total UFO sightings in U.S. America since 1940. Hmm. Now, some of them were solved, and a UFO can be a lot of different things, okay?
It's just an unidentified flying object.
That's right. It can be like a light moving.
Yeah.
And we talked about, the guy who came up with this wanted it to be called OFU, but they wouldn't pronounce it that way. They spelled it out, UFO. He wanted it to be called an OFU. Remember that?
Yep.
What?
Is Chelsea saying there's a correlation between crazy and UFO sightings?
Well,
what are you being judgmental again?
Oh, my God.
Just judging?
Yeah.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it.
Looking for the perfect gift? Stop by Texas Truck Riggins for a gift certificate. They have everything to spruce up your truck or SUV. From grill guards, toolboxes, and spray-in bed liners to diesel performance chips, headache racks, step bars, and powder coating. The perfect gift is a gift certificate from Texas Truck Riggins.
Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family, and I want to thank Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family Minute to you each morning.
There is no fountain of youth, but you can reverse the signs of aging. Childs Dermatology offers an array of solutions for your skin, like the Restylane family of fillers to smooth away wrinkles and add fullness, Dysport injections with quicker and longer-lasting results than Botox, Cool Touch laser therapy to replenish your own natural collagen, and the Beta Lift X Peel that leaves skin with a smooth and tight appearance in just minutes. Book your appointment to start looking younger. Call Childs Dermatology at 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
What a waste. Believe it or not, that's what actor Matt Damon was thinking the night he won the Academy Award, the most prestigious award in Hollywood. Matt's response may sound like a bummer attitude on a very big night, but he says it was one of the most positive discoveries in his young life. He was just 27 years old when he won his Oscar. He was proud, but he also felt humbled. After the awards ceremony and the parties that followed, Matt went to his hotel room and sat alone in the quiet, just him and his Oscar trophy. He reflected on the hard work and devotion that was required of him to make an achievement like that possible. And that's when Matt had his epiphany. He thought about how terrible it would be to spend your entire life chasing something and then discover that it didn't fill life's empty places like you thought it would. What are you working for? What's the hole in your life that you think money, trophies, or prestigious awards will fill? Sure, we all want our slice of the American dream, but we can get lost in that pursuit of happiness. To keep your focus, remind yourself of one thing. Life's best moments are not always found in awards, professional titles, or in owning the biggest and greatest of something. True life is found in more enduring values, like our relationships with God, friends, and family. Anybody can pursue those. For more to help you thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Why do we call it small business? Why not agile business, nimble business, dance circles around the big bulky behemoths business? Ooma Office, the small business phone solution, has a virtual receptionist to direct calls to the right extension and a mobile app to help you answer while away from the office. But all that's small really is the price, starting at only $19.95 a month. Visit ooma.com, that's OOMA, or call 866-649-9377 to find out more. Ooma, the phone your small business deserves.
Let's play Guess That Mineral. What makes clothes cleaner, skin and hair softer, and can even save you money every single day? Here's a bonus hint. It's also delicious. That's right, salt. Adding salt to soften your home's water supply makes appliances run more efficiently for cleaner clothes and a lower electric bill. Plus, it removes harsh minerals, making skin and hair silky smooth. Get the full scoop on salt-based water softeners at alittlesalt.org.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning. It's 7:51. 18th-ranked Fighting Texas Aggie baseball is back at home tonight, entertaining Abilene Christian for a midweek showdown. Now, with only 4 weeks left in the season, Coach Rob Childress says it's beginning to be crunch time.
This is why you play. We're in the middle of the thing, and we had a chance yesterday with a great performance and a win to be tied for first in the West, and we're not. We're a game back, and we've got 12 games left to play, and this is what it's all about. This is why you choose to come to Texas A&M to compete for championships, to do your very best to get to the postseason and go battle to get to Omaha.
And Coach, on the Louis Bellini Show yesterday on The Zone, now first pitch against the Wildcats is tonight at 6:30 with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. Texas A&M men's basketball held its annual awards banquet last night. Junior big man Tyler Davis was named the team's most outstanding player. Freshman T.J. Starks took home newcomer of the year honors, and junior guard Admon Gilder was pegged defensive player of the year. Now, as well as a conditioning award, by the way, if you'd like to check out all of the awards, of course, you can go to our website, WTAW.com. The Houston Rockets scored 50 points in the third quarter en route to a 119-100 win over the Minnesota Timberwolves last night. James Harden finished with 36 points as Houston takes a 3-1 series lead.
Just the entire team. We were confident. You know, we had a good talk yesterday, good practice yesterday. And even, you know, most of the guys stayed after, you know, practice just to shoot the basketball and be aggressive, you know. So, you know, you see Trevor coming out hot. And that kind of carried over, you know. And so for myself and Chris, obviously, you know, we had the mentality to be aggressive, make or miss shots. You know, that's what we do. We shoot the basketball, and eventually they'll start falling. And that's what happened.
The Beard after the win. The Rockets will try to finish things off tomorrow night when they host the Timberwolves for Game 5 in Houston. The San Antonio Spurs find themselves down 3-1, but will try to keep their championship hopes alive when they pay a visit to the Golden State Warriors this evening. Now, San Antonio got the better of the Dubs in Game 4 Saturday, 103-90. Tip-off is at 9:30. The Houston Astros saw their 6-game win streak come to an end last night, falling to the LA Angels 2-0. Yuli Gurriel was thrown out at third base by catcher Martin Maldonado to end the game after an original safe call was reversed on replay. Skipper A.J. Hinch says he's not blaming anybody.
It's a tough way to end the game, but I can't fault Yuli for trying to be aggressive. It's a result-oriented decision, right? We love it when it happens. When it doesn't go that way, you know, it can be frustrating because the game ends without an out being recorded by the hitter. But I certainly think Yuli basically got caught in a situation where their guy made an exceptional play and ended the game.
Hinch and the Stros will look to start a new winning streak tonight when they host the Halos again at 7:10. Excuse me, I'm getting all choked up just thinking about this. In Arlington, the Texas Rangers came up short to the Oakland A's. What else is new? 9-4. Things were neck and neck until the ninth when the Athletics broke out for 6 runs, 4 off of reliever Kevin Jepsen.
Today was obviously not the way I envisioned it, but, you know, it's part of the game and it's the way it happens. So, you know, get some rest and do it again.
Now, Texas has lost 4 of its last 5. We'll try to rebound this evening when it squares off with Oakland again at 7:05. And police in Frisco are investigating a domestic violence complaint against Dallas Cowboys defensive lineman David Irving from a woman who later recanted. Police said the woman called twice on Sunday, and after several media reports, she wrote on Instagram that her allegations were false. And that's been your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it.
Whether you're in need of toolboxes, towing hitches, bed covers, grill guards, headache racks, winches, or any other item to customize your truck or SUV, Texas Truck Riggins has it, along with an experienced, knowledgeable staff that takes great pride in providing professional installation that's second to none.
Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
For over 6 decades, Callaway Jones has served local families. The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility provides innovative and memorable ways to honor loved ones you've lost. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Springtime. Uh-oh. That means it's time to hit the dirty floors, dingy windowsills, and dirty fan blades. Or is it? At Molly Maid, we know your time is precious. This spring, trade your cleaning chores for the great outdoors. Molly Maid will take care of your home while you enjoy spring. And a Molly Maid gift certificate is the perfect Mother's Day present. Get started today. Call 979-693-7700. That's 979-693-7700. Or visit us at mollymaid.com.
At Zornemann Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zornemann Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
Hey, good morning. About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Now the really important stuff. If stuff keeps disappearing off your desk at work, You keep missing meetings because the emails to you must have gone someplace else?
That's what it was.
Well, they may not be an accident. We want to go ahead and get you as paranoid as possible about the workplace today. According to a new survey, 44% of people say they have gotten revenge on a coworker for something they did. 44%!
Jeez.
That is a lot of people.
That's a lot of pettiness.
All right, so here are the 10 most common ways they do that. Delete things from your computer. Use private information from social media against you.
Wow.
Ate your lunch. Tampered with your computer. Sabotaged your work. Got you fired.
Man.
Wow.
Hid the person's things. Quit their job in, quote, an unconventional way. Spread a bad rumor about them. Number one was made sure that people got worse tasks to do or fewer tasks to do. Just kind of marginalized them.
That is crazy.
So there.
People are nuts.
How does that make you feel as you're going off to work today?
Makes me paranoid. Really paranoid.
No. You still got to get here. See, you have certain designated tasks that must be done. A lot of people don't have that situation. They may get a different to-do list every day.
Right.
This is not the case. All right. Hey, weather's going to be great today. We're about to give you amazing facts, by the way, that you can take into the break room so that they won't do things to you. How's that?
Okay.
All right. 61 right now. 82 is going to be the high today. About 81 for tomorrow. We do have a 40% chance of rain coming up on Wednesday, and then we'll be in the mid to upper 70s for the balance of the week, and actually all the way till probably Tuesday of next week. So it should be good. It's 61 right now. All right. Here we go. Americans are drinking less orange juice now than any other time in the past 2 decades.
Okay.
But we still drink more than any other country in the world.
Oh, wow.
I'm just saying.
It's delicious.
Mimosas.
Mimosas.
Matt Groening created The Simpsons, but he only wrote 4 episodes and actually only wrote 1 episode by himself.
Oh, wow.
That was in 1992. When you lose weight, you ready for this? You breathe the fat out as carbon dioxide. Hey, and here's one more thing U.S. Americans are pronouncing incorrectly. Adidas.
Oh, yeah?
It's not Adidas. It's Adidas.
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 Now you know.
Adidas.
All right. Brian, broadcasting station, WTAW, College Station. Brian, it's 8 o'clock.